that's not good. Go ahead, okay.
Yeah, back over to Mike for any comment. Yeah, Mike, I just put a big 5 amp hour battery on my radio, and Brian found a source for that for me. And the battery looks, it looks pretty cool, but it's all 3D printed. The battery case itself is 3D printed. It's different, but yeah, it fits on the radio and also, but I just have to find a nice way to, an easy way to charge it. I can't fast charge the battery. I have to plug in, use the actual radio to charge the battery up. So, that's the way it goes. N9OKA in the group. This is WB9YPA.
WB9YPA, N9OKA. That's basically what I have to do with my A2FT70D. I have to get a cradle for it, and there's no jumpers or barrels or anything on the battery itself. The barrel's built into the side of the radio, and then when I plug it in, I get a message across my screen that it's charging.
Yeah, I've never charged this Kenwood that way. I'll have to see what this does. It might do the same thing. It might have a little icon on the display that shows when it's being charged. So I'm going to look for a way to charge it up. I need 13.8 volts to feed into the radio, which is kind of nice because I can actually charge it while it's in my truck. So that's a good thing. So that's the upside to it. So, okay. So Brian, over to you.
Yeah, is there anything on the bottom of the battery?
No. The only contacts on it are the three that connects to the radio, the body